This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The bottom line is that liberals don't believe in any system. They don't have any principles that are universally applied.
The Health Ranger Report.
They don't believe any institution of government or any institution of law other than those that happen to serve their interests at the moment.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
All right, I've got a situational update here that might delay the coming financial collapse. As you recall, last year, especially after Donald Trump got elected president, I was publicly predicting that a crash would be staged by the globalists in order to destroy the credibility of the Trump administration and lay the blame for the financial crash at the feet of Donald Trump. Now, there was already evidence that this was taking place. The Federal Reserve began raising interest rates, and some other rumblings and currency manipulations and gold manipulations and so on were taking place that were leading in this direction. But now, suddenly, over the last couple of weeks, it looks like Trump has flip-flopped on a number of key issues that could indicate, and I'm not saying this is conclusive at this point, but could indicate that he's going into a more of a favorable status with the globalists. For example, he has now said that China is not a currency manipulator, even though that was one of his big campaign promises, saying they're a currency manipulator and they're going to have to be punished for that. He's flip-flopped on NATO. He used to say NATO was, I think, irrelevant. Now he says it's relevant. I don't know what changed. Your guess is as good as mine. He was an anti-war president, but now he's overseeing the Pentagon launching missiles in Syria, of course, and it looks like another attack is imminent in both Syria and North Korea. Now, I'm not opposed to the attack in North Korea, by the way, just so you know. That crazy Kim Jong-un guy does need to be taken out. He's a psychopath with nukes. Nevertheless, that's beside the point. Trump is becoming... he's getting in with the military-industrial complex is what it looks like. Maybe he's got a long-term plan. Maybe he's going to surprise us all in some way. But it's looking like he's going right down. It looks like the swamp is swallowing Trump right now. That's what it looks like. I'm willing to give the guy the benefit of the doubt for a little while, but not forever. If he's reversing his campaign promises, then, you know, at some point, alarm bells start to go off. Like, where's the Obamacare reform? Where are the tax cuts? And where's the build a wall project? And where's lock her up, by the way? Remember the chants, build a wall, lock her up, drain the swamp. If that swamp doesn't get drained and there's not an investigation of the criminality of the Clintons and no wall gets built and no tax cuts happen, then what the heck is going on? Anyway, early indications are that Trump may be getting in with the globalist crowd. And if that is true, at this point, I'm not saying for sure it is. I'm just saying if that is true, then the globalists may not crash the system. They may keep it going for a longer period of time, which could put off the big crash for another, you know, 4 years. Maybe could they draw it out for 8 years? I don't know. I doubt it. In fact, I doubt that they can do it for 4 years. But they surprised me before. I thought the system would crash long before now. I thought, you know, in 2010, it was in trouble. And in 2012 and 2014 and 2016, it's in trouble. It's in real trouble. But how long they can prop it up by printing money is anyone's guess. The point is, if they now change, if by they, I mean globalists, if the globalists change their strategy, and now don't want to destroy Trump because he's going along with what they want, then this could be put off for quite a bit longer. So I wanted to bring you that analysis update as soon as it became apparent to me that it's a possibility that that's happening now. All right, now, what this means is we all need to keep an eye on Donald Trump, and we need to see if his actions are anti-establishment or pro-establishment. If they're anti-establishment, then the risk of a collapse goes much higher because they're trying to destroy him and ruin his administration and take him out of office. But if Trump goes in for the establishment, and this is especially true if you see him start to go out in favor of global warming. If you see Donald Trump say, oh, global warming is all man-made and we have to regulate CO2, then it's over. It's over at that point. That means the globalists have captured him. That means that the swamp has swallowed him. And that means they're not going to try to crash the system from underneath him, because they want to keep him in office at that point for 4 years or 8 years or who knows what. However, if you see Trump challenging the establishment, then get ready, because the crash is probably coming. Now, there's another wild card in all of this, or sometimes called a black swan, and that is what happens if China decides that it's going to announce a gold-backed currency and try to destroy the dollar that way as a strategic act of financial warfare or economic warfare. Some people say World War III will be fought with economics, not with bombs and missiles. And that could very well be the case. And China has the ability to destroy the U.S. economic system simply by declaring its gold reserves and declaring it's a new global reserve currency and doing deals with the rest of the world for bank exchanges and reserve status for its currency and SDRs and so on, special drawing rights, those kinds of things, interbank agreements. So if China does that and then dumps U.S. debt, then the U.S. dollar could be in real trouble virtually overnight. So there are some wild cards in all of this. An act of war could trigger some of these events. Nuclear terrorism, or North Korea launching a nuke that hits a West Coast city like Seattle, being launched from a submarine, which apparently Kim Jong-un has some nuclear submarines that are toting around some missiles. I don't know how effective they are. They're probably built in the 1950s, so they're probably not very very effective. Nevertheless, these are wild card type of events, black swans, as they're sometimes called, big, you know, unpredictable type of events, or maybe they're somewhat predictable, but they're not, like, they seem to come out of nowhere. Some big thing that happens and changes the whole game board. That could happen. So in any case, the best strategy is to be prepared for a financial collapse. We do know that the stock market is wildly overvalued. We know the bond market is overvalued. We know the real estate bubble is very real, very big, very overvalued. We know that price-to-earnings ratios are way out of whack, historically speaking. We know that the central banks are creating counterfeit currency every hour of the day and pumping it into the banking system. So there's no question that this whole system unravels at some point. The real question is when. I don't know the answer to that, so I'm just trying to give you some of the signs to look for so that you might have a better idea. Personally, I'm completely out of the stock market. You know, I'm in hard assets like land and gold and silver, ammunition, those kinds of real assets. That's what really matters. In any case, I hope you find this valuable. You can hear more Health Ranger reports at healthrangerreport.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity, as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.